God's grace is yours in Jesus. Amen. God's word for our meditation today, recorded in John chapter 10, previously read. In the name of Jesus, our resurrected Lord and the shepherd of our souls, dear fellow redeemed, I expect we've all experienced it to one degree or another, the feeling of loneliness, that empty feeling, that feeling like you're not connected to anybody else, there's nobody there for you, you feel all alone, even though you might be in the middle of a crowd. For some of you, that feeling may have first hit hard when you lost a loved one to the sleep of death. Suddenly that empty chair or empty bed created an empty heart for you, and that was hard. Maybe that feeling hit when the family gathering came to an end and everybody went to their own families, and the euphoria of all the activity and the laughter becomes the reality of silence and solitude. Or maybe that feeling hit when your classmates treated you like you didn't fit in, you didn't belong, you're an outsider. You felt alone even though there were kids all around you. Or maybe it hit when you realized that your spouse doesn't really get you, doesn't understand you, she doesn't listen to you, you have no one to talk to, he doesn't relate anyway. If we're honest, we've all had times where we felt like we were alone, felt like no one was really there for us. You realize we're not the first who've ever felt that way. 2,000 years ago, Jesus' disciples, after spending 3 years with him, had grown very comfortable with having him around. They'd built this relationship with him. This man knew them well. And suddenly, he's gone. Whether through his death on Good Friday or through his ascension into heaven. And suddenly that man that had given them purpose and meaning to their life wasn't there anymore, at least not visibly. You could see why they too might have felt very much alone. But you realize before that moment of separation, Jesus had already prepared them for the feelings that they might experience. Feelings that we still experience to this day. Jesus reminded them that even though they would no longer see him, because he would rise from the dead, he would still be with them. And that same truth is still applicable for our lives today. In fact, that's one of the ongoing impacts of Jesus' resurrection. Because Jesus is risen, we are never alone. In fact, Jesus here in our text drives that point home by using a picture, an illustration of the shepherd and his sheep. Our sermon theme for today is simply this: Christian, Jesus is your good shepherd. What does that mean? It means first that he laid down his life for you, and secondly, it means he will never abandon you. Our scripture begins with Jesus using one of his many I am statements. In this case, it's I am the good shepherd. And immediately he describes what a good shepherd does. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Now you realize those words are fulfilled in Jesus giving his life on the cross. But there are some things that Jesus says here in this section about his sacrificial death that we sometimes have a tendency to overlook. For example, Jesus says, "The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life." In other words, it's the Father's love for Jesus that was created by Jesus' love for his sheep. Jesus goes on, "The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again." With those words, Jesus making the point that his death was 100% voluntary. Jesus died because he chose to die. In other words, it wasn't because everything all went wrong at the same time for Jesus. It wasn't that finally his enemies got the upper hand on him. It wasn't even that he lost so much blood through the scourging and he couldn't catch his breath on the cross that he finally died. Death got the best of him, caught up with him. No, Jesus says in reference to his life, "No one takes it from me." In other words, Jesus willingly, yes, even deliberately chose to die. You realize that you and I do not have that ability. We do not have that God-given authority to say, okay, here's the moment that I'm going to separate my soul from my body. We can't do that. But Jesus did. Think about how John describes Jesus' final hour. Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Jesus died because he decided the time had come for him to die. In fulfillment of God's will and in love for you and me, Jesus laid down his life. But not only did he have the authority to lay it down, he also had the God-given authority to raise it up again. That too is not something that you and I have the authority to do. I can't say, "I think I'll raise myself today." But Jesus can, and he did. I mean, I know we speak about sometimes God the Father raising Jesus from the dead, but it's just as true to say Jesus raised himself from the dead. Jesus has the authority to lay down his life and the authority to lift it up again. And to think that he did all that, he used that God-given authority, not for himself, not for his own benefit, but for your benefit and mine. Jesus laid down his life not merely for us, although that's true, for our benefit. Actually, the Greek word here says he laid down his life instead of us or in place of us. In other words, Jesus went to the cross so that you and I wouldn't have to. Jesus endured absolute separation from God. "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" So that we can know we'll never be forsaken by God, which is really the second key part of Jesus as our good shepherd. Jesus is our good shepherd not only because he laid down his life for you, but also it means that he will never abandon you. Here in our text, Jesus draws a contrast between what a good shepherd is and what a hired hand is. And if we look at the characteristics of that hired hand, we can learn a little bit more by contrast what the good shepherd really is. Look at how he describes a hired hand. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. "So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. So what are the three main characteristics of a hired hand? First, the hired hand does not own the sheep. Secondly, when the wolf comes, the hired hand abandons the sheep. And why does he abandon the sheep? Because he doesn't care for the sheep. Now, contrast that description with Jesus as your good shepherd. In contrast to the hired hand, Jesus owns the sheep. Now, not in a negative sense, not like, okay, you're in his custody, he's going to treat you like livestock. No, he owns you in the sense of you are his prized possession. He spilled blood to make you his own. He invested in you, and now you belong to him. And because you belong to him, he is going to take care of you. I mean, isn't that how it works? Why do I spend time washing the car in my driveway and not the car in my neighbor's driveway? Because I own one of them. And even if it's a little beat up, I'm still going to take care of it because I own it. It's my possession. Jesus takes care of his sheep because they belong to him. The second characteristic of the good shepherd, unlike the hired hand who runs away when the wolf comes, Jesus does not abandon his sheep. The good shepherd stands his ground. The good shepherd sticks with the sheep. The good shepherd defends his sheep. Now recognize, when the wolf attacks, his goal is to do what? To scatter the flock, right? Get them away from the shepherd. Isolate them so that now they become easy pickings. Well, you realize that Satan doesn't have to physically separate us from the shepherd to make us vulnerable. All he has to do is get us to think that we've been separated from the shepherd. Get us to think that the shepherd's really not on our side. The shepherd doesn't care. And there's a number of ways that Satan does this. He does this first by tempting us into sin. When we do something shameful, then Satan whispers in our ear, oh, you think God is going to claim you? You think God is on your side after what you just did? No way. No way. Or he attacks us by bringing hard times into our lives. When we lose our job, when a loved one dies, when our health fails, when a relationship sours, Satan is right there whispering, where's your God now? If God really loved you, why would he let this happen? It looks like God has abandoned you. You realize when Satan whispers those things, they're all lies. Satan wants you to think that God isn't on your side because of what you did, because of what happened. He wants to separate you. He wants to make you vulnerable. He wants you to feel alone. Well, here's the thing. When Satan attacks, the good shepherd doesn't run away. The good shepherd sticks with you. What does Scripture say? There is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Jesus says, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. What Jesus said to his apostles, he still says to you and me today. Surely I will be with you to the very end of the age. Jesus is your good shepherd. He will not abandon you. And why won't he abandon you? Because he cares for you. See, that's the third difference from a hired hand. The hired hand doesn't care for the sheep, but Jesus cares for the sheep. Jesus says about the hired hand, the hired hand runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. The hired hand doesn't care. The hired hand doesn't love the sheep, but Jesus loves the sheep. How do you know? Because he gave his life for you. He will not abandon you. He loves you because he knows you. Remember what Jesus said? I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Jesus knows you. He knows me. He knows that we are weak. He knows that we are easily frightened. He knows that we are easily led into sin. We easily are led astray. He knows that we do dumb things again and again and again. We're like sheep. But he still loves us. He shepherds us. He carries us when we can't go on. Yeah, sometimes he disciplines us, but he never, ever leaves us. Isn't that one of the ways that Christ's resurrection impacts our lives today? I mean, you think about it. If Jesus Christ is still dead in the grave, man, we are really on our own. It's us against the world. But Jesus Christ is not dead in the grave. Jesus lives. And because he lives, you and I will never be alone. Your risen Lord is not only at your side always, more importantly, he's on your side. No matter what. Believe it. And live in the peace and the security that that fact gives. In Jesus' name, amen.